Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
And Misty, thanks so much for listening. Some highlights from today's show.
It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends. You know, we've been talking about either you had the opportunity to help out somebody during this year, or maybe somebody helped you. We'd love to hear that story. 888-888-9976. Norma's with us. Now tell us who you helped out. Tell us the story now.
He had COVID. He was hospitalized for about 3 months.
Oh my. Wow.
We didn't think he was going to pull out, but by the grace of God, he did. And he came back to work. So his funds, you know, are a little low. So we all decided to pitch in and cook dinner for him. So we went out, bought a turkey and all the sides, and I made him a pie. I baked everything for him and brought it to him for work because I knew he wouldn't be having a Christmas dinner. So, like you said, the feeling of giving something was just a wow feeling.
It is.
It was amazing.
And you know what it does for me? I don't know about you guys, but it reinforces all those times that maybe you thought, oh, there's something, a sort of a prompting, and you don't quite follow through. It's like, what am I doing? I need to do this, you know?
Yes.
It said, you know, I thought about it, and I said, well, maybe he'll be offended. What if he doesn't like the food I make? But that little voice inside of me just kept saying, just do it. And we did, and when I got to him, he was just blown away. He began to cry, and he asked, what did I do to deserve all this love from people that don't know me as in my family?
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I told him, I said, I ask myself that every day of God. What have I done to deserve all of these blessings? It was just amazing. What a wonderful feeling to give without, you know, a hidden agenda, without anything, wanting anything back. It was just amazing.
That's awesome. I love that. Kenkel Fritz and Friends, we're talking about those toys that you always wanted, but for some reason just didn't quite get under the tree. Maybe we can make it good now, you know?
We're here to help.
Exactly. So what was it for you?
It's really more for my daughter. She's 38 now, and she always wanted a Teddy Ruxpin, and she still wants a Teddy Ruxpin.
Creeped me out for some reason.
That was the talking teddy bear, right?
Yeah, you put the cassette in and he would narrate the stories.
Yes, and my neighbor, she had two daughters and they both got Teddy Ruxpin, and my daughter has never forgiven me that she didn't get one and they got two.
They got the one she was supposed to have.
Not good. All right, and how about you?
Something that I had always wished for and never got for Christmas.
Yes.
And that was a horse.
Oh.
Aww. I want a little pony, Daddy.
Well, I could not understand why we couldn't have a horse. I thought our backyard was plenty big.
Helping you experience hope. Family Life Radio.
That thing you always wanted for Christmas, but it never quite made it under the Christmas tree. And we got your text messages at 58326 this morning.
Barbie Power Wheels Jeep.
Oh!
Yes! Give me some wheels!
Oh, my goodness. It. Rainbow Bright. I do remember desperately wanting that doll.
Yep.
Never got it. This one cracked me up. A Red Ryder BB gun.
Oh, yeah!
No, kid, you'll shoot your eye out.
That's right. I've been told we have a child on the phone.
Oh, okay.
All right. Family Life Radio, who's this?
This is Henry.
Now, Henry, how old are you?
I am 13 years old. Well, what I always wanted a trampoline, but I haven't ever gotten one.
Yeah. You know,
there's
that
still time.
Trampolines eluded us a lot growing up.
It's probably a pretty popular one that people want. Yeah.
Don't worry, someone in the neighborhood would usually get one and you can
a
go
storm
over.
Storm will come along and blow it into your yard.
That's right.
Man, happens online all the time.
Right. Uh-huh. Now, if it's still in their yard, you could, you know, break your arm on that one and then come home.
Henry, when you call Kenkel Fritz and Friends, this is where dreams come to die.
Wow. Now, Henry, if you need counseling, we have Dr. Randy we can talk to you. Thank you so much for giving to Family Life Radio's year-end fundraiser. You are touching and saving lives through this ministry.
Yeah, listen to what Charlotte in Cordova, New Mexico said when she offered her gifts. She was addicted to drugs and her children were taken from her. Literally, she lost everything. And Charlotte says, I was listening to Family Life Radio. That's what opened my heart to Jesus. I cleaned myself up and now I walk with the Lord, and Family Life Radio never ever leaves my radio station.
Wow.
She actually says, it's my car, my rules. It's staying put on Family Life Radio.
Wow.
Right?
So just think, if you were a part of keeping Family Life Radio on the air, or if you give on a regular basis, hey, you're a part of that.
Yeah, how exciting is that? Now, don't worry. If you didn't get the chance to give your $30 a month gift, your dollar a day, you still can. In fact, right now, some generous friends at Family Life Radio will match your gift dollar for dollar. This is what I always wait for, just biggie sizing my gift. That means your $30 a month becomes $60 a month. Your leadership gift of $1,000 becomes $2,000. That is math I can appreciate.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Hey, these remaining days of the year are critical for Family Life Radio because a large portion of the annual budget comes in December. And so time is running out. Will you give now and have your gift matched and doubled? Don't know how long this is going to happen, but it's happening right now. You can go online right now and make your gift. Go to myflr.org. That's myflr.org. And thank you.
Family Life Radio.
This is an interesting thought. Misty found a quote. He's a pastor. His name is Paul Tripp. And listen to what he said.
This is just, it's hard to wrap your mind around. How amazing is it to consider that the baby in the manger created the woman who gave birth to him?
That'll make your mind jump
right?
up and down. Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Well,
yes.
It does say in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. The Word, if you look it up in the Greek, logos, is another word for Jesus. So Jesus always existed. He just wasn't in human form before he was born. So yeah, that'll make your head go, what?
Yeah, it made mine do that. I have to think about it. Well, that's true.
Yeah,
and it's so funny because the song "Mary, Did You Know" gets a lot of flack because people always go, yes, she did know. Did she? She knew she was giving birth to the Savior, but I don't think she or anybody else could have ever anticipated what his life was going to look like.
Exactly.
No, and even to think that she would know would remove the very story of her faith walk.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So often we miss the story and we just take it face value. And Mary was all about saying, yes, Lord, do what you will do with me.
As a very young person.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what's mind-blowing, So, the baby that was born, Jesus, created Mary, which that'll just go, huh? What? that's amazing. It really is amazing.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And so we're so thankful Jesus was born, and we have him. That's what Christmas is all about.
Right.
Yeah. Whenever you want to chime in, you can call us 888-888-9976. This is our Love Your Neighbor promotion, Christmas edition. And what this means is this. Somebody this time of year, an unsung hero, and maybe might be in need, we would love to help that person out. Ida is with us from Albuquerque. Who are we nominating?
I wanted to nominate Libby.
Okay.
And the reason why I want to nominate her is because she's taken on 3 grandkids. They're great-grandkids. And they're going to go up for foster care.
So she's taking on foster children. Okay.
The reason why I wanted to nominate her is because she needs a washer and dryer.
A washer and dryer.
Yes. And she's taking care of 3 little... They're 4, 3, and 2.
Okay, help me out with something. Are these children that obviously have a bad home situation...
They would have been in her family.
And she, instead of them going to foster care, she's taken them on herself.
Yes, and she's 65.
How old are these kids?
They are, one's 4, one's 3, and one's 2.
Wow. And she is doing this all by herself?
Yes.
Does she live in the Albuquerque area?
Yes, she does. They had said that they were going to go ahead and this was going to be temporary.
Temporary? So how long has she been doing this then?
Probably for a year and a couple months.
Oh, wow.
It's been hard on her.
Yeah.
But I think having a washer and dryer for her would be great because she doesn't have to go to laundry.
Well, that's a lot of laundry for 3 littles.
Yeah.
Including herself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. She sounds like a wonderful person to do all this.
Yeah. She's been a blessing to them. And when they came to her, they were all in diapers, all 3 of them.
Oh, wow. Well, hold on here. Our producer, Alex, is going to take your information and we'll see if somebody can help out.
Okay. I appreciate it so much.
So we have a 65-year-old grandma that has taken in 3 foster kids that would have gone into the system. They're all under the age of 4. I don't know about you. I have a hard enough time at my age. I don't know if I could keep up with all that. I mean, that's just amazing. Well, maybe you could help out with a washer and dryer. Is that something that God's laid in your heart? Give us a call. 888-888-9976. You can just let us know. Say, yeah, this is something I want to do. 888-888-9976. Also, do you know of another unsung hero? Maybe somebody in need that we could help out this time of year. 888-888-9976. And thank you. Family Life Radio, it is time for that good news of the day, the good news of what God is doing in your life. Love to hear from you. Our number is 888-888-9976. Give us a call. Jennifer's with us. What's going on?
Well, my pastor just started an outreach for the homeless around here. And last week, I decided to pay half of my light bill so I could help out with the ministry. And I knew I would just catch up the other $100. And I got paid this week. And I got on this morning to pay my bill, and my balance is completely gone.
What?
And there's no...
Wow.
Yeah, I know. There's no record of any payment. When I look through the history, the only last payment is the one I made. So it has to be God.
That's incredible.
Weird. You know, I know this isn't really a debt. Well, I guess it is something you owe them, yeah. But it reminds me of something in the Bible called the Year of Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
And during that year, all debts were erased. So, doesn't mean it can't happen today.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. How fantastic. And just to know your heart to make a difference. That's just beautiful. It just sounds like God honored it and took care
Amen.
Of the payment.
That's awesome.
Amen. He did. And I just want to thank you guys so much. I love you guys. You have no idea how much you have truly helped me through.
Well, thank you.
Forever grateful.
We're just here because others have been giving to keep us on the radio, and we're thankful for them, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that's definitely what I'm going to do when we hang up. I'm going to be calling to give off.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank well, before you hang up, I'm going to do this. I'm going to grab the end of the phone here and put it on my mortgage statement. Can you just pray? God is writing our story, but that's not exactly the truth. Misty brought this to us. Misty, what blasphemous stuff do you say?
Oh, okay, no. Now wait a minute before you use that word. So I think, yeah, I ran across this and it reminded me just how self-centered we can be about our faith. And it gave me this whole new perspective. And it's not that God is writing our story, which, I mean, how often do we hear that phrase? He's writing his story and we happen to be in it.
That's true.
And the pivot was, if God goes before us and he's writing his story, we read so much of it in the Bible, we know the outcome, why are we still freaking out about stuff? Like, if we truly believed that God was writing his story through us, why are we not taking the peace, the comfort, and the hope that should be ours if we truly believe that?
So what you're saying is he knows the trouble that you're about to go through and he already has a plan for it because he's writing your story. That's a good point.
He's writing his story.
It makes a lot of sense. Oh, you're right. Yeah, he's writing his story. That it does make a lot of sense. I think this, I found, like, have you noticed that it's true? When you get into the Bible, you're like, all right, God, what do you got for me?
But, you know,
you crack it open. All right, hey, come here, feed me, God. But really, it should be, all right, God, I want to get to know you and who you are. And then then you realize what he has for you.
Wow.
But it's putting the cart before the horse, the other way around.
Yeah, it just gives you a whole new awakening to the very instances, circumstances that we're walking through, even relationships that we're facing that are difficult. With this perspective, I'm just part of God's story, which means my job is to reflect him, his hope, his peace.
In that difficult relationship, you might be thinking, all right, God, get me out of this or fix this or whatever. Yes. But he wants you to be Jesus to those people.
Yes.
That's true. It's all about his plan for you. I love that. So how do you feel about that? Does that help you? Or maybe you got a different perspective on it. Our number is 888-888-9976. Thank you.
It's Kinkle Fritz and Friends. So while shepherds wash their socks by night.
What?
We're talking about misheard Christmas lyrics. Well, here's comedian Tim Hawkins on to kind of kick things off here.
Christmas is kind of bittersweet for me because when I was a kid, my first time performing, I was 6 years old. And I was performing in our Christmas pageant at church. And I had one line in one song. It was the song, Do You Hear What I Hear? And I messed it up. I sang, a child, sleeping in the night. With a tail as big as a kite. That's not the way that song goes, ladies and gentlemen. People get mad when you sing about baby Jesus with a tail.
So how about you? You know you've heard that Christmas carol and you're like, okay, what am I singing? There's some lyrics I just don't quite understand as well.
Right, there's that.
You know, well, for example, you know, that in Winter Wonderland, who's Parson Brown? I don't know. Well, pretend that the snowman is Parson Brown? Who is that? And why?
And why is he questioning you about your marriage?
Well, there's that too.
Well, Parson Brown, you were quite nosy.
Exactly. Say no, man. How about you? You got any?
For the longest time, I used to sing in Sleigh Ride, and we'll pass around the copy, C-O-P-Y, the copy of the pumpkin pie. And I was like, well,
pass around a copy of the pumpkin pie.
I was like, what happened to the first one?
You know, I gotta agree. If you could copy one, that would be amazing. I mean, that pie could last forever.
Yeah.
Let's just make a copy of it.
The little drummer boy is one I never could understand. I mean, I can understand the lyrics, but I don't get the pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, you know?
I think that's the sound of a drum.
The concept of the song itself. It's like,
little drummer boy.
She just got little baby Jesus to sleep, and this kid's like, she needs a drum solo.
Exactly. And can we all agree that little drummer boys, you don't really want to listen to all the time, especially when they're practicing? How about you? Are there lyrics that you've heard that you don't quite get it? What's going on there? Give us a call. 888-888-9976.
Family Life Radio.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
Yep, it's time for that joy report. So what's bringing you joy? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Diane is with us. What's going on?
Yes, just the joy of the Lord down in my soul. And that's what gives me strength. Because the scripture said the joy of the Lord is your strength. Just sharing the love of God and just glad to be in the land of the living. And these day and time to share the love of God.
Wow, Diane, you are preaching it. Love
it. He is full to overflowing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. He's so good.
Yes.
God is good. I think the more you think about how good God is and what he's done for you, I think joy is an automatic byproduct.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't help but not be. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Yes, that's it. Sharing the love. And you know, just saying God bless to the people. When you say God bless to the people, sometimes you don't know what they're going through with, but your words, what you say, is ready to them, and they feel blessed.
Well, you're a blessing to us this morning, so God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, wasn't she fun? Hey, we'd love to hear your joy report. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976.
It's Kankel Fritz and Friends. Misheard Christmas carols, Christmas lyrics. 888-888-9976. We're just having a blast. We've gotten a few on text message here, too.
Yeah, Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul with a corncob pipe and a butt and nose.
Wow. Someone was very good at sculpting. That's adorable. Yeah.
It's cute.
Do you got one? 888-888-9976. Misheard lyrics. What is it for you? Give us a call here.
My daughter, instead of singing a partridge in a pear tree, she sings a par pigeon in a pear tree.
A par pigeon.
Yes.
Is this a hybrid bird?
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.